Welcome to the Circle of the Panda podcast. I have asked Alex Lewis to be back on our podcast here. She had the fastest number of downloads in a 24-hour period of time in all the years that I've been doing podcasting. So I've asked her to come back and help me answer this question. What is the best way to have a daily devotional? Is it scripted? Is it a set time? Is it by following a book? So I've asked her that question. What is the best way to have a daily devoted time to the Lord? Listen in and enjoy.
Alex, once again, thanks for being on with me.
Thanks for having
You're like, how many times is he going to go to that well? Keep going back to the well to ask me questions. But so I have one that sometimes I struggle with, and I want to ask you, or I wrestle. Oh, when she says struggle, her face went, oh no, I'm not going to do the Lucy. Where's it? Do you remember Lucy from Peanuts, Charlie Brown, where she was a psychiatrist and she would put take a
Oh,
quarter? And
yeah.
yeah, so I'm not going to do that to you. But let me go over my daily devotional. Let me just say, tell you what I do daily and what I've noticed is a challenge. And I'll first say that it's a habit for me to do it daily, but I'm not so sure it's important. I'm not so sure that that's the main thing as I do it daily. I don't think that's, so if I forget it, then I forget it. So it can't be a ritual. It's got to be heartfelt. It's one.
Right.
But sometimes in a devotional, I'll either be using a Bible app that'll give me the verses, or I'll wake up in the morning and I'll be troubled by something and I'll look up verses at the back and I'll study that, or I'll follow someone else's book. I'm not really sure there is a great format. I mean, I'm sure there is a best format. It might be a personal. Do you have any thoughts on that? Because I'm going to go over briefly the negatives of each one. Do you have any thoughts on that, Alex?
I remember, I have like all three versions of Jesus Calling. I know I have Joyce Meyer devotional. And I remember thinking like there was a time in my life where I thought like this is what you have to do. And but I also remember it wasn't like you said, like it has to be felt. It was just kind of like started to get into like a daily routine. And then I'd find myself, and then I'd be like, okay, what did I just read? And I'd go back and I'd read it again because I'm like, I need this to sink in. Like I need this to say something to me. And I'm a teacher, and I don't know how many schools I've worked at, maybe four. And there's been, it's funny because like the school I started teaching at, we said the blessing before we went to lunch every day. At every meeting we had, like the principal would say a prayer, and you never gave homework on Wednesday night because everybody went to church. And so Jesus was there, like I didn't have to necessarily look for him because he was right. And then the two schools I taught at after that, I had to bring him with me to work. Because I, and if I wanted to find him, I had to look really hard because I had to make sure he was with me. And I had to bring him into my classroom from me
Awesome.
because that foundation wasn't there. And then now back at a school where prayer is really valued, very important. Where like I said, I'm not having to necessarily bring him with me because he's already there. I'm not having to look as hard for him because he's already there. And I say all that to say that for me, it is a personal goal of mine. I want to practice the Bible more. I feel like the Bible is a beautiful love story written for us to rely on and learn from. But I will say, especially after, my most recent journey and what I've learned about the power of prayer and my relationship with God, more so, not necessarily the devotion. I'm like trying to into words. Practicing the discipline of always looking for God, always seeing God, always listening for God. For me, I feel like I've been more successful in my faith journey by doing that, by practicing the discipline of finding him all throughout my day, not just in the morning when I devote some time to him. And then when I come to pray with him, like at night when I pray, Grant and I both, we pray for a long time because we're just talking to him and we're catching up with them. And like one time Grant was praying and I couldn't help it. I started laughing. He was like, God, I'm sure you know that when he just said someone's name, their mom's not doing too good. And I'm like, you don't have to tell him, like he's the Almighty. He knows. You don't have to inform him, but I love praying at night and bringing God everything that's on my heart, even though he knows what's on my heart. And because I have the dis I've been practicing the discipline, just keeping him with me all throughout the day. And so then when I pray to him, I love to say, like, God, thank you for putting it on my heart to say that to so and so today. Thank you so much, God, for making sure I had that conversation with so and so today because you were there. That was you. Thank you, God, for putting it on my heart to say this because I know I didn't do that on my own because I'm looking for him. So when something happens and he's there and I see him, and because I've just practiced that daily discipline of where is he? What's he saying to me? What does he want me to say? What does he want me to do? And I have to be like, I want to be completely honest because I feel it's just funny because it's just on my heart. Today I had a doctor's appointment and I haven't seen this doctor since I gave birth to Mac Hayden. And man, there was a lot I wanted to say. And Grant had already told me before, like maybe it's best not to say anything. Maybe it's best just to, take Mac Hayden with you. You don't have to tell her, hey, look how perfect my son is. You can just show her. And what's funny about it is that we were not originally, I wasn't supposed to have this day off. Our school just has this day off for another reason. And the day I found out we were going to be off today, well, last week, I got a text reminding me of this appointment. And I'm like, I'm not going. I'm not going. I don't want to give that lady a time of day. And I was like, or I could take my miracle son, who she was going to have all these problems and he doesn't. And what was funny is normally when you get a reminder text from the doctor, there's an option to confirm or cancel. I'm like, that's weird. It doesn't have the option. And it's like God was not giving me the option, like, you're going, and so I'm like, okay, it's but like that's what I'm saying, the daily practice of I'm finding God in a reminder text from my doctor. You know what I'm saying? And practicing that discipline of finding him everywhere, I have been more successful with that in my
Yes.
faith journey.
One word comes to mind. It is engaging. You're looking
Yes.
for ways. You're looking for ways throughout the way of the day to engage with him. Show me what it is you want me to do. What am I supposed to see? What do you want me to hear? So rather than the daily devotion be a check sheet of I read this. It's more like a Lord, what is it you want to hear? What do you want me to see? What do you want me to hear? Go with me today to my school. Like you said, go with me throughout this day and just be with me. It's what I'm here to say. You just have a very consistent practice throughout the day of engaging with him. Prayers of engagement. Yeah.
And just, and so then when, you know, when you come to pray with him, because I have, there's, don't get me wrong, there's been times in when reading a devotional, I'm like, wow, how did you know I needed to hear that today? You know, I've seen him work that. Absolutely, I've seen him work through that. But there are some times where I'll read it and I'm like, I can't connect to this today. Like, and then it's almost like a letdown because it's like you're relying on that devotional to set up your day or to, you know, guide your relationship with him. But man, I've just become so comfortable talking to him and knowing that he's going to love me despite all my flaws. And it used to not be like that for me. I used to be really afraid of God punishing me if I didn't do the right thing. And now just to be so embraced in his love and to be like, God, I want to be the best version of myself for you. But then to have the security to be like, but if I slip up, you're not going to love me any less. It's made such an impact on my life. It almost makes you feel like spoiled rotten to have all this love for them. And, you know, just in, you know, sometimes when you see people, like at church, and you see people like raising their hands during worship, and like you're not really that, you're not comfortable enough to do it. Or you hear someone call out like hallelujah or praise the Lord or like God is good. And you never pictured yourself doing that. But now I'm like, you know what? I'm like, God got them through something. I'm like, I get it now. I'm like, they want everybody to hear it. Like they want him to have all the glory because now I'm like, I get it. He's their best friend. Like, 'cause now I know. I'm like, I want to raise my hands in church. Like, I want to be the first one to say like, amen. Like, thank you, God. You know, I want to be the first one to say it. 'Cause when you like finally, like when you feel his goodness, like you're just on cloud nine. You
Yeah,
know,
there's
nothing
people that are
can
watching this on YouTube. They can't hear they can't hear me if they're listening on the podcast outlets, but I just got this silly looking grin, almost broke
breathe.
out laughter,
Me too.
feeling of joy when you described that.
Yeah.
Chills down the back of my spine when you described it.
Me too. Like, it's so giddy talking about it because I'm like, gosh, like just to know he loves us that much, you know, like I said, like I'm nowhere near the ideal Christian. Like my husband's having to warn me to watch my mouth with the doctor before I leave for the appointment, you know, like trust me, I'm not the ideal Christian, but you know, I'm sitting there and what's great about it is, man, there was a time, I'll tell you, there was a time when the Alex I was would have just been ready to just like tear that doctor a new one, you know? And just to sit there today in that office and think about, man, like, you know, when I was pregnant with my Caden, I didn't have one good appointment. I didn't. I left every appointment in tears. I left every appointment upset. And to just sit in that room. And I think it's because of my daily discipline with God, you know, I didn't have any anger. I did not have any anger. And there was a time where I would have been like blinded by anger, you know? And that's where I'm so thankful for that daily discipline with God, because I'm sitting there in a room that at one time was very like traumatizing for me and was used to be such a sad and painful thing. And I'm in this room and I see what God has done. I see my beautiful, perfect, healthy son. I feel like my heart purified. I feel his presence with me. And I'm just so thankful for this full circle moment that he's given me. And that's where my focus was, rather than saying something to the doctor. You know what I mean? And
I do. I do.
I left with no regrets. You know, sometimes like I've seen those memes that are like, man, I wish, like when people are in the shower and they're like saying everything they should have said in the argument, you know? It's like I didn't walk out being like, I should have said this, like I should have, you know, let her know this and that. And I should have said, Whitney, just perfect. You know, I didn't feel that at all, because I just felt such peace, like, God, it doesn't matter, because I'm just so thankful. And like, thank you for transforming my heart, where those kind of things don't matter to me anymore. You know, setting somebody straight or having the last word. You know, because I trust him, and I know that he's going to put something on her heart too by seeing my son today and by seeing me get her, right? And that's why I feel like I said, like that daily discipline with him and finding him in all the little spots has been more successful for me in my faith journey, because it just has become such a habit for me that is so small, but it's just so life-changing just to look for him.
And once he grabs your heart, he starts renewing your mind.
Does he
And your
does
mind was going towards think about such things, the wonderful boy that you have. So you're in that room, not necessarily talking, excuse me, I'm going to tear that nurse and the doctor a new one. Oklahoma speak. You're thinking about no. Look at the gifts I have and what's changed in a year, and he's going to work on, he'll communicate with her some, however that looks. But
But on the flip side of that, I want people listening that are in a really tough spot right now, because, you know, the God of the mountain is the God of the valley. And I want, please hear me, that if you're in a terrible spot and you just feel like you can't make it another day and the devil's coming for you and you are at your lowest, you've got to have the discipline to put all your faith in God and say, God, I know this isn't going to last forever. I know you're going to get me on the other side of this. I know I'm going to see beauty in it. And just ask him, God, in this terrible situation where I feel like I can't take another step, God, please use this for good. You know, you've still put everything in his hands. Put everything in his hands. Because what I'm trying to do now is I have not forgotten what he got me through. I don't think it's something I'll ever get over, him doing that for me. But I also, you know, like I used to be really, really bad about being anxious and saying, well, everything's going great. Something's probably about to go wrong then, you know?
Oh,
But
yeah.
I'm like, but why? I mean, I want to just cherish these blessings that he's giving me, because I prayed so hard for this and God pulled through for me. So God, I want to enjoy what you're giving me. Like, I want to feel the joy of your presence. I don't want to look for the next bad thing to happen, because that used to be me, thinking things are going great and I'm not worthy of that. So it's only a matter of something bad happens, you know, like, and just knowing his amount of love for me, despite me not being worthy. I'm like, I am going to soak up every second of these blessings that he's given me, just because I'm so thankful for them. And I just wanted to say that, because I just picture who I was when I was pregnant with Mac Hayden, and how easy it was for my mind to be negative. And I'm just picturing my attitude if I was listening to me right now, being like, oh, well, easy for you to say, you know, like, oh, good for you. I could see myself saying that in a heartbeat, or like, but you don't know what I'm going through, or you don't know how this feels. And I'm telling you, like, I've been there. Just get on your hands and knees and give everything to him. Don't just ask him to pull you out of this. Have faith that he will pull you out of this. Because
you said, because he will. It broke up for a minute. Because he.
Yes, just have faith. Don't ask him for it. Have faith that he will do what you're asking him to do.
Because he will. Mm-hmm. Know what you're saying?
Because he will. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Alex, for another wonderful recording. Thank you so much.